Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. You know, this podcast isn't some big controversial statement. I'm not trying to gain points by hitting certain topics and trying to offend people, or I'm not trying to put people down or anything like that. The point of this podcast is about accountability. My dream is that no matter what's going on in life, there will always be Christians there to look out and to help others, because that's our mission in life, to preach the gospel. Our lives are supposed to be a living testimony of Jesus Christ. That's my intention here. It's also to remind us to look out for one another, because we always need that brother. We always need that sister in our life who will be there and have our back. You know, it's interesting. The Bible says that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we all need someone like that in our lives. So as always, I want to encourage others to try and be that person for somebody, and for me to look out for you as well. So of course, as always, please send me your prayer request. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm saying all of this and where this is coming from. No, I do not have any crazy stories or any personal experiences recently to where I feel the need to bring this up. I am just telling you guys my mission and what my goal is here. And that's the important thing here, right? To have a mission, to have a goal, to set goals, and to do what you need to do to execute them and to see them through. You know, I spoke about us having the best life possible that God would want us to live. And one of the reasons why we don't live that perfect life is because we worry too much. To worry means to give way to unease or anxiety, to allow one's mind to dwell on difficulties or troubles. Think about those words for a second. To give in, to allow. We are using our free will. We are giving permission for negativity to creep into our minds and mess with our mental and emotional state. It's crazy how that five-letter word has such a profound meaning and can have such influence over us in our daily lives. And it's not as if we should feel invalidated or we should feel wrong for worrying. We do have legitimate things to be concerned about. Sometimes our children, our spouse, our parents, friends of ours, you know, your job situations, financial situations. There are a lot of reasons to have pause and to potentially go down into a negative process of thinking. But sometimes we just have to take a step back and remind ourselves that tomorrow is a new day. These inconveniences, these stressful situations, they are only momentary. They will end. It's only temporary. None of this is permanent, and things will get better. We have to remind ourselves God loves us. And I know that sounds simple and maybe even elementary, but the reason why I say such a simple statement as remind ourselves that God loves us is because that love comes with certain promises and actions. One of the greatest promises that he made to us is that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would never leave us. We would never be abandoned. So no matter what we're going through, he is there for us. He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. So not only is he saying that he's going to be there for us, but he's also given us a blueprint and simple instructions for us to do when we feel the way we feel in these situations. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. His righteousness, his namesake. There are so many times where God will do something and put his own reputation on the line to show that he will back up and do what he says, because he is God. God is the one who invented branding. We see these companies who put their names on products, and you know that that company is willing to put their reputation on the line to stand by and market that product. they are willing to risk a lawsuit if there is something potentially wrong with their products. But you can't sue God, because he's never wrong. He does not lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God says something, if he said he's going to do something, it's going to happen. If he says that something is going to happen, then it's going to happen. So when he tells us that he's with us, when he tells us to lean on him, to trust on him, then he will be the support that we need. He will be that comforter that we need, and he will guide us through that situation. So there is no need for us to continue to worry. We are all human and we may feel that way, but it's what we do in the moment that matters afterwards. It's what we do next when we feel this way. So I told you guys what I hope to accomplish with all this, with this podcast. You know, it's no small feat. It's going to take a lot of time and effort. It's going to take, obviously, having good quality material and the support of those who listen to it. Every day, I kind of have to remind myself and encourage myself that I am worth listening to, that I am worth somebody taking the time to download and listen to the things that I have to say on multiple different platforms. I obviously do want this to succeed and grow. And in a lot of ways, sometimes I feel pressure just doing this and doing this daily grind. You know, I spend hours just to get a 10-minute episode done, to get it edited right. I'm still learning new things each and every day. And I'm sharing all of this simply because I want you to know that I worry about things too. And so I have to remind myself what the Bible says. I have to take a step back from myself and focus on what the Bible says sometimes. But it's really a beautiful thing that I can do that and give it all to God. It's amazing that there actually is someone out there I can give everything that I'm feeling to, and he will receive it and he will be there for me. And this person just happens to be the creator of heaven and earth. That is a wonderful thing. As Christians, the access that we have to God, to his love and his resources, is just incredible. And we don't fully understand it, otherwise we'd be utilizing it more. Our lives overall, and when I say overall, I mean the church as a whole, our lives would be so much better. We have to ask ourselves, why is this circumstance so great, so devastating, that we are not following what the Word of God says? And it's not a judgment. I'm not calling anyone disobedient. I'm just simply pointing it out. God does tell us not to worry, and he encourages us to let him give us his peace. But at the same time, we ignore that. We stay in our own way. We stay in our own head. And next thing you know, we are doing things to self-medicate. We are doing things to cope with our situations. And it is not meant to be so. We don't need to cope. We don't need to self-medicate. We don't need to numb the pain, so to speak. Not for those who claim to know Jesus. Not for those who claim to be believers. It's not supposed to be that way. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you're not claiming him to be your Lord and Savior, then yes, I'm not expecting you to agree with what I'm saying. I'm not expecting you to believe what I'm saying. But if you are one of those people who claim to be a Christian, then yes, I'm going to continue sharing the word with you and telling you what God says. And it's because I believe it. God does not change. He is the same as he was back then in the times of those stories in the Bible as he is now. So if he didn't change, then it must have been us. It must be us looking at the situation the wrong way. It must be us being the ones who change and who ignore what he says and don't use the resources that he gives us, which is including himself. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy or that it is easy. Life is hard and we get punched in the face. We get knocked down and it's hard to get back up sometimes. Sometimes you don't want to get back up. And I understand that. And I can definitely relate to that. But that doesn't mean that he's not there, right there with us and ready and willing to pick us back up and to help us keep living and keep moving forward. We got to learn and even get better at looking away from the troubles and just focusing on him. You know, we can really focus on certain things when we want to. There's no reason why we can't focus on God when we are going through these tough times. I thank you all for listening. Please send me your prayer request. Remember, stay encouraged and give it all to God. Don't let yourself give in to worry and start thinking about negative thoughts and stressing. That stress is never good for you. Your mental health, what you think about, how you feel inside, your emotional health, those matter just as much as your physical health. So thank you all, and as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your word says that there be more that be with us than be against us. So even when we're going through a situation, Lord God, we know by your word that we have more covering and protection than any harm that could ever amount against us, Lord God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for your strength and comfort upon all those who listen, Lord God. I pray that you would touch and bless those and that they would have an encounter with you, Lord God, this weekend, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, for your continual guidance and strength in their lives. And let all of them know, Father, in Jesus' name, that you are there for us, O God, that you never need us to feel worry and to give in to that, but instead to look to you, for you are always there. And we thank you, Lord, for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.